Hi, I'm Max Peterson.
And I'm Max's dad, Kyle.
On this podcast, you'll hear amazing facts on everything and anything awesome. You'll hear our thoughts on movies, other podcasts, history of the world, animal facts, and more.
Join us on our adventure.
This is Max Facts. Hello, I am Max, and this is Max Facts. And today we have a special surprise. I want to introduce my friend, Brendan.
Hi, happy to be here.
We've been friends for 4 years, and my dad's at work, and he conveniently gets to be at my house today. So, we're doing our podcast today on what's been happening lately, what we all love so much, coronavirus. So, we're going to be asking each other a couple questions. And both answering it. So, my first question to you, Brendan, is how did it feel about wearing masks at school? How did you feel about wearing masks at school?
I did not like it at all.
I didn't like it either. You could get written up and go to the detention and stuff for taking it off. Oh, it's just terrible.
That's also only fair, though.
It's just
annoying about the mask part.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten used to it because I've been doing it for a year. This whole fourth grade year, because I'm in fourth grade. He's fifth grade, I think. Yeah, he's fifth grade.
Yep.
But we've both been doing it for a year. Now Brendan gets to ask me a question.
How did the pandemic change the world? How do you think?
Kind of for the better and the worst. I feel like families have been cooped up together, and there's been a lot of, especially if you have siblings or kids, if you're a parent watching this, like, or grandkids or whatever, like, they fight a lot and stuff because they've been cooped up in a house, especially quarantining and stuff. But I feel like it's brought families closer together and farther apart. And so I have mixed feelings about it. I mean, I really didn't like being cooped up in a house for hours, but...
Yeah, honestly, neither did I. At the very beginning, we didn't go anywhere. We stayed right where we were in our house. We put on our mask if we went anywhere, but I also think...
We still do that.
I agree with you. It kind of... People who were far away kind of had to stay far away from each other, but people who were cooped up in the same house got to know each other better, even if they didn't.
All right, next question. What did you do for fun in quarantine? Because I know you were quarantined at some point.
I was, and not too much for fun, except I was mostly inside most of the time, so it was a lot of watching TV, and sometimes I went outside.
You've got a pretty decent backyard, pretty big.
Yes.
So I feel like there would be a lot of, you know, just sitting inside watching TV.
Or being outside playing on a trampoline.
So, Brendan, you were quarantined, right? Because your family had COVID.
Yeah. Mom and Dad had COVID. We don't actually know if the three kids had COVID. But we do know that it got in our house and that all of us got a little sick, kind of like affected as if it were allergies. It wasn't too bad for us.
Yeah, when I think of coronavirus, the first thing that pops into my head is, like, sadness and, you know, quarantining, getting, you know, kind of bugged by siblings, staying in a house, and I've seen a lot of pictures of it. It's like a ball with little, you know, those buttons on a stopwatch.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
it's a ball with a bunch of little, like,
dingy sticking out of it.
I don't know.
But, yeah, that's also what comes into my head, because I play this game. It's called Coronavirus.io, and you're a little kid with a sanitizer bottle shooting sanitizer out at these coronavirus blobs. And it's just really, really funny. It's a really funny game. Now, on to the next question.
Max, what was the hardest thing you think was about the pandemic?
Ooh.
I honestly have a really good mask. I have a really good answer.
You have a really good mask. That kind of gives a lot of stuff away, Brendan. So I took martial arts class, and something that made me really sad is we had to stop karate, which means they weren't making any money, which means the whole thing went down. They weren't making any money, so they couldn't keep up with the building because nobody was coming. So that was really sad because I had to end karate there. And I really, really wanted to become a black belt. And I really, really wanted to do good. And I really wanted, you know, to stay there and do my karate. But stupid coronavirus shut it down.
The hardest thing I think about the pandemic was probably gave it away on my very first try.
Yeah, you
wearing
said
my mask. I hate the masks.
Well, that's why you always wear a face shield. I feel like every time I see you in public or, like, going out of school, that's true, but sometimes...
You rarely see me going out of school.
That's true, but, like, I know, but, like, sometimes when you're coming out of school, I see you in a face shield. Can we cut this out, editor?
Sure.
Thank you. Next question! How did the pandemic change the way you live?
I never got to see anyone, visit my friends or anything like that for an entire, like, 3 or 4 months.
So he didn't get to, his answer was he didn't get to see his friends for an entire 3 or 4 months. Me too, and it was sad, and the only faces I saw in weeks and weeks and weeks were my brother, my three brothers, my sisters, and my mom, and my dad sometimes when he came home. Two brothers. Sorry.
You're the third brother.
I'm the third brother.
But
I saw your own face.
I'm the third brother.
But, next question.
If you could come back from the future and tell yourself some useful information about the pandemic, what would it be?
That's deep. Who wrote this?
I think it
was our editor that wrote these questions. Our manager, editor. But
Also known as
my mom. But yeah, some behind the scenes there. If I could bring myself back to the future. That's kind of weird because I'm not in the future.
No, go into the future and bring back useful information about the pandemic.
Like me in 2019 and me at the end of 2018 through 2019, 2020.
But then you go far into the future and you bring back information about it. What would that information be?
Oh, probably be in some history books for my kids. Like... About, I don't understand.
No, you go into the future and come back to the pandemic.
The question meant, if future you went into the past before the pandemic started.
Future me would.
And said, hey, buddy, get ready for this. It's a coming. What would you say to yourself?
Oh!
I thought that was like go into the future and find information about it.
I wrote
it
kind of weird.
Back to the future.
If that makes any sense.
Have you seen that movie?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is turning out to be quite the podcast episode. Man, that's heavy. But, little reference there, see if you could catch that. Leave it on our Facebook page if you caught my reference there, but... I would probably tell myself, hey buddy, I'm the future you. You might need to stock up on some toilet paper while you can. People are going to be fighting over it. And then people are going to be spitting on watermelons so they can have it for their own selfish needs. So stock up on food, water, toilet paper, and all weird stuff that people are going to be fighting over.
Watermelon.
So.
What I think I would do if my future self came back to myself before the pandemic, I would tell myself, hey, get ready, buddy. You might want to watch out. Stock up on some stuff. Get ready for this. Go buy some masks.
He'd probably be like, masks? Is a zombie apocalypse coming?
Nope, just the coronavirus.
Okay, yeah, you probably have to explain that to him, because if I saw some random man...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, if I saw some random man...
It doesn't matter.
...looking like myself, coming to me saying, hey, stock up on food, get some shelter, stock up on masks, I'll think, oh my gosh, is the end of the world coming in a couple years? Because this sounds kind of scary, but it's what past me would think. Past me is very...
Paranoid.
Paranoid and
I bet future you would be also, maybe.
Yeah, but I have a very overactive imagination. And
I could see that.
I wouldn't doubt a zombie apocalypse when future me tells it to me. Last question. Did anything good come from COVID?
Yeah, what? I have no clue. I have no clue. I don't know. Okay. Mostly bad stuff, but I guess a couple of good stuff.
Getting closer together with your family, even though it hurts sometimes. Now... things up, but I'm very grateful that nowadays we're going out in public more. Some places you don't have to wear masks, and we're still praying for the people that are affected and the places that are still getting pretty bad COVID stuff. So
yeah.
So thanks, Brendan, for coming on the show. It was really, really nice to have you up on Max Facts Podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
And we're going to wrap it up there, so make sure to stay curious. Ba-ba-da-ba! Are you there?
Stop.
Do you swear Stop. You won't forget me? Get the hell, please! Sorry, I just farted.